This is another special Fun Drive Innerside Radio program. Sitting in for the Innerside this week is The David Feldman Show and a few words from our friend Jimmy Dore, both of whom broadcast from the Pacifica Station in Los Angeles. We'll also hear Chris Edges toward the end of the show, so stay tuned.
This is David Feldman, and I just suspended MSNBC. And speaking of messes, we have a new Speaker of the House, John Boehner. I spoke with the new Speaker earlier this week. Coming up, my interview with John Boehner. But first, I'd like to welcome our new sponsor, the good people from ABC's Dancing with the Stars.
There he goes again, Charlie Sheen. Naked in a hotel room with mounds of cocaine and a frightened porn star in New York City. Say, isn't that the same Charlie Sheen who shot actress Kelly Preston in the arm accidentally? 2.5 Men. Bad for prime time. Bad for television. Bad for America. Paid for by Citizens United for Dancing with the Stars. Mondays at 9, only on ABC.
From Ohio's 8th Congressional District, please welcome the new Speaker of the House, Congressman John Boehner. Congratulations, Congressman.
It's not a time for celebration.
It's not a time for celebration.
It's not a time for celebration.
Speaker Boehner, what do you think your father would say right now, looking down on you becoming the Speaker of the House?
I remember my old man serving up the slop bucket with cigar smoke. Cigarette stub, doing what he had to do. I love this country. It's been taking care of us ever since the kind of 4 years.
Speaker Boehner, what message were the voters sending on Tuesday?
The messages from the voters were clear. I think that we have to roll up our sleeves and do the hard work of making hard choices. Okay. That is what the American public wants from us, and that is what we are going to do.
Are you going to shut down the government?
I don't think that we should go into the situation say we're going to shut it down. You know, you have to remember, I grew up in a tavern, David, in Ohio. It's important to know when to shut down. Sometimes last call could be 3, 4, 5 in the morning, and there would still be a whole slew of drinkers spending money like drunken sailors, drunkens. And you can't get in the way of that revenue-producing energy. That would be foolhardy as a small business owner to do something like that. So why should we go in saying we're going to shut down when people are still buying drinks? As long as the candles are burning in the window, we are going to keep serving the American public buffalo wings.
Now that you're the Speaker of the House, what changes can we expect?
We're going to serve Americans buffalo wings half price on Wednesday nights. And ladies will always drink for free on Tuesdays, including Nancy Pelosi, who was reelected to her position. You know, I grew up in a tavern, David. I know what it's like to serve people. That's what my entire career has been about. And, you know, I think about my father and everything he went through. And starting those beer bucket Thursdays just to put me through school. I see the inside of more slop buckets than you could imagine. That's what I want to bring to America. How to do what it takes to serve the American public.
Because you grew up in a tavern.
Because I grew up in a tavern.
Let's talk about the Tea Party.
All right, let's talk about the
Tea Party. These are very angry people. Who,
now, they have a right to be angry, David.
And they're coming to Washington, and they want a balanced budget. Is it possible that there will be a civil war within the Republican Party after the people like Rand Paul find out that they have to compromise and that they will not be able to balance the budget for a couple of years?
I know Rand Paul. Rand Paul's a good man from the state of Kentucky. They make They make wonderful fried chicken. Kentucky bourbon. They make a fine, fine, mellow bourbon.
Rand Paul is going to go to the Senate, but his father, Ron Paul, is very much a part of the Republican Party.
He's a cankersman.
A cankersman?
He's a member of the congressional delegation from Texas.
What kind of demands are these people going to be making on you?
Well, we're used to serving the American people, David. So
I know.
Whatever it is.
I know, because you grew up in a tavern. Want. I know, because you grew up in a tavern.
But I grew up in a tavern.
You're going to have to, Speaker Boehner, you're going to have to balance the budget, sir.
What? You have to balance the budget. It's okay. Extremely important.
Speaker Boehner, where are you?
I don't see how we can expect to saddle our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren and their
children. Can you give me an example of a wasteful agency or a bureau that you plan to cut?
Yes, there's an old Victorian bureau in the hallway of the Congress that is absolutely ridiculous. It has these ornate legs on it that Robert Byrd used to be embarrassed, wanted to put little curtains on him. That's the sort of bureau I'd like to cut. I'd like to get rid of it completely.
Okay.
I don't even know what's in those drawers.
What else are you going to get rid of?
I'm going to get rid of the barrel of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. You know, I've been growing up in a tavern.
Yes, you've told us that three things
that go together very naturally are alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Why on earth do we need a federal department with its bloated bureaucracy to encourage the association of those three substances? We don't need the government encouraging the use or association of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. They go together already very nicely.
We'll have more with the new speaker later on the show. Now this.
You'd like to think Charlie Sheen would keep his promise to stay off drugs, especially after getting arrested for domestic abuse on Christmas Day. Tell CBS enough is enough. Paid for by Citizens United for Dancing with the Stars, Mondays at 9, only on ABC.
And now we go up close and personal with Chairman of the Democratic Party, Tim Kaine. We're joined now by Chairman of the Democratic Party, Tim Kaine.
Thank you, David. Love the show. And so does my wife, Candy.
Candy Kaine.
Oh, that's Candy with a K, not a C.
Yeah, that's still Candy Kaine.
Well, David, I guess this is where we have to agree to disagree.
So you guys really took a drubbing Tuesday night.
Oh, I disagree. I think we did pretty good. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid won. He beat Sharon Angle.
Yeah, come on, but that should have been a no-brainer, especially since Sharon Angle is a no-brainer.
Oh, no, she's a tough opponent. I mean, you have to walk on eggshells around a gun-toting, homophobic racist who abdicates the overthrow of her government.
No, you have to go after these idiots, these people, with all you've got. You've got...
I mean...
No, that's the problem with your party. You're not hitting hard enough.
Well, Harry didn't want to come across as a bully. I mean, nobody likes bullies. Like I tell my kids, bullies will always back down if you have the courage to run away.
Okay, Harry Reid wins in Las Vegas. You keep the Senate.
We did? We did! Oh my gosh! Hey!
But you did lose Senator Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas.
Well, he was getting old anyway.
Blanche Lincoln is a woman.
Yeah, I kept trying to tell him that.
You sound really confused, sir.
I'm confused? A Lincoln who's a Democrat. Really?
So you lost on Tuesday. It's Friday. What are your plans?
Well, I'm going to Whole Foods to pick up some organic gluten-free cookies. My wife loves them, and the kids want to go see Megamind, and David, I'll tell you a secret. So do I.
No, I mean, what are your plans for 2012?
Oh, I want to see the return of Megamind. Because you know there's going to be a sequel by then. Janie will hopefully get into Bard. Candy, my wife and I, will be facing empty nest syndrome. So you know what that means. His and her metal detectors. Malibu Beach, here we come. I'm going to find me a watch. Rolex in the sand.
What do you say to those who claim you've let your liberal base down?
Or what?
People who voted for Obama back in 2008 because they wanted change.
Well, now they got some change. Republicans. Geez, mission accomplished.
Not so much change. We're still in Iraq. We're still in Afghanistan. Obama still has Tim Geithner, the guy who is responsible for this financial mess. You passed toothless health care reform because you allowed toothless teabaggers to paint you as out-of-touch elitists.
Sorry, David. Can you repeat that? I was watching an interview with Richard Attenborough on PBS. He was talking about Richard Attenborough. seems to know a lot about the subject.
Well, this explains why on Tuesday you lost the house.
I mean, we are a little behind on the mortgage payments, but, you know, we're not going to lose the house. And now that the elections are over, I'm stepping down as chairman of the Democratic Party and stepping up as a lobbyist.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Who will you be lobbying for?
The homeowners. Well, the homeowner. I really got to pay down this mortgage.
I'm David Feldman. More with my conversation with the new Speaker of the House, John Boehner, later on in the show. Now this.
Susie Westhaven, Central High cheerleader. Cute, popular, and an A cup. But hold on a second. In last night's game against St. Regis High, she looked more like a C cup. Getting kind of big there, Susie. Big boobies, small boobies. Flip, flop. What you stuffing down there? Money from foreign corporations? Or maybe styrofoam falsies made in red China. Susie Westhaven, too stuck up for Central High. Too stuck up for America. Paid for by Americans behind Janie Reynolds for Central High Homecoming Queen 2010.
And now back to my conversation with the presumptive Speaker of the House, Congressman John Boehner. What about getting rid of Medicare?
Medicare, getting, okay, down to the lair. Okay, yeah. All right.
Speaker Boehner.
Yeah, sure. I didn't get on the absolutely couldn't get there. That's not at all, that's not even a problem. I can pledge to you that.
Speaker Boehner, are you willing to get rid of any of the big ticket items in the Pentagon's budget?
Well, let me ask you a serious question here, then. I think you. Just
Newt Gingrich is saying that the federal government should no longer subsidize the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
No, I don't do that because it's not an appropriate thing for it.
Looking back, yeah. Do you regret urging Congress to bail out Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citibank?
I don't really look back. It's not a very appropriate way because you can't help it. Can stand in the hallway.
You promised to reduce wasteful spending. Name one big ticket item that will be cut by 2012.
We'll have to roll up the sleeves and look at it. It's going to be more than one item, I can tell you that much, because it's going to be hard work. But as work, we apply this to you, and we will.
Speaker Boehner.
We absolutely will, because we have to. They have no choice. This is what people want.
What is your position on a moratorium on home foreclosures?
Well, you have to look into the indices.
Speaker Boehner, do you believe global warming is real?
You know, why? Because it's something I'd rather be crying about.
Does that mean you will block cap and trade?
Cap and trade, please. Leader of number three succession to you.
Speaker Boehner.
You can absolutely count on it, because cap and trade is virtually a thing of the past. Is this not going to happen again? It's not on my watch.
Speaker Boehner.
Not on my watch. It's not going to happen over here.
Speaker Boehner, will you have any commitment to encouraging the use of biofuels or any fuels besides oil that don't emit carbon dioxide?
This is a bunch of double talk. Biofuels, switch grass. It's all just a bunch of double talk. Because it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
There she goes again. My wife of 28 years, Betty Ann Charles, telling me to take out the garbage with the Giants on the 10-yard line. What part of not now, woman, doesn't she understand? Why is it always me taking out the garbage, picking up my dirty socks, and having to wear pants to the dinner table? Paid for by the Concerned Americans Against Bob Charles Being Trapped in a Loveless Marriage. Bob Charles, Chairman.
That's our show. Our executive producer is... Hang on, I gotta grab this. Hello?
I'm dying.
Mom?
No, it's Kat Von D. Of course it's your mother. And don't worry, your phone is fine. The static you hear is just my death rattle.
Mom, I'm in the middle of my show. What's up?
Did I mention I'm dying? And that's fine with me, because I've lost the will to live.
Okay, so I'm guessing Aunt Mimi's grandson got into Harvard. Look, he's your nephew. You should be happy.
I can't believe we lost the House. John Boehner smokes. Did you know that?
Look, Mom, we kept the Senate, okay? Harry Reid beat Sharon Angle, okay?
Your Uncle Nathan could have beaten Sharon Angle. And he collects string, Harry Reid. Never in my life did I think I would be cheering for Harry Reid to win anything. Not even a toaster. For this, I should be happy?
Look, Mom, just be happy. Jerry Brown is governor.
Did you know that Jerry Brown was planning to be a monk? When his mother threatened to kill herself, he got married.
Well, either way, no sex.
I don't discuss sex with my son. My daughter-in-law, maybe. But a son? No. Call me old-fashioned. Wait, did I say call me? Yeah, like that would ever happen.
Mom, I gotta go. Look, just be happy that Barack Obama is still our president.
Barack Obama. That man is such a disappointment. I can't believe he's not my son.
Look, give him a break. He inherited a horrible situation.
What does he know from horrible situations? Your father died and left me a garage filled with God knows what. Credit default swaps make more sense. Who keeps 40-year-old copies of Popular Mechanics?
Okay, Mom, I really gotta go. I gotta wrap up the show.
The things I could tell you about your father...
Mom, look, just relax. Obama will turn the country around. You just gotta give him some time.
Obama will not turn it around, because he's still trying to make peace with the people who hate him.
Mom!
That never works. Look at how I've tried with that wife of yours. No matter what I do, she hates me.
Mom, you threw a hammer at her face.
Because she made a snide comment about my senator, Barbara Boxer. Nobody makes fun of my Barbara Boxer in my house. Oh, I love that woman.
I know. Barbara Boxer is the greatest senator in American history.
Don't you use that tone with me. I love my Barbara Boxer. The way she yelled at that war criminal, Condoleezza Rice. No one in that spineless Senate stood with her. Nobody. My Barbara Boxer was all alone, like me in this house, surrounded by your photographs. By the way, how are your children's fingers?
My kids' fingers? They're fine. Why would you ask that?
I assume something's wrong with their hands, since they can't dial a phone to call their dying grandmother.
I gotta go.
My wife of 28 years, Betty Ann Charles. What part of not now, woman, doesn't she understand? And what's with the vow of silence during sex? Can you at least pretend to be enjoying yourself? I could have married Michelle Smith, an aerobics instructor. But her father didn't own a Ford dealership. I'm Bob Charles, and I approve of this ad and of Michelle Smith. Paid for by the Concerned Americans Against Bob Charles Being Trapped in a Loveless Marriage. Bob Charles, Chairman.
Now back to my conversation with the presumptive Speaker of the House, Congressman John Boehner.
What?
Or would you support a constitutional amendment that mandates that Congress pass a balanced budget?
I believe that we should take a hard look at figuring out what these choices are going to have to be. Because when you want up those sleeves, it's going to reveal a hair, and it's going to have to be done in one way or the other, whether it's a balanced budget amendment or a protocol for it. Anyone to be doing this case, but get kids and a big get like
Speaker Boehner. Speaker Boehner, what is your plan to simplify the tax system?
We have not a progressive tax system, we have a regressive tax system. If you want America to have low, no taxes, so we can all march forward into the future.
Thank you, Congressman.
Yeah, cheers. It's one year, I, Feldberg, and a lot of very good things to you and your listeners coming in the future, Congress of the United States of America. God bless America. Congratulations to me, David Feldberg, on the huge Republican victory in yesterday's... Was it yesterday?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was, sir.
I've been doing so many interviews that I can't really keep track of what day. Thank you. And congratulations to you, too, David.
Well,
because this is a victory for all Americans. And you are still an American, even though you have some questionable attributes to pursue the conservative agenda.
Why, look, it's Friday night, and we're at the Olive Garden again. Gee, I thought we agreed to go to Red Lobster, but I guess my vote doesn't count. Somehow we have money for the Olive Garden, but I can't get my jet ski fixed. Yeah, that's fair. Red Lobster has an unlimited fisherman's platter. Doesn't seem to be on the menu at the Olive Garden. I guess they think I'm made of money. Oh well, I'll just put it on my card and pass the debt on to my grandchildren, just like those big shots in Washington. Manja, everybody. It's coming out of your inheritance. Where's my double scotch? I thought I ordered it 10 minutes ago. God, that waitress is hot.
Thanks for listening. Our executive producer is Troy Conrad. Our show is mixed and engineered by Alex Steen. Today's show starred Andy Kaplow, Lila Garrett, Mark Thompson, and Ron Babcock. Our show is written by Jim Earle, Steve Rosenfield, Ned Rice, Andy Kaplow, and Ron Babcock. Special thanks to Alan Minsky, Ali Lexa, and Jimmy Dore. Please subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. Just search the words David Feldman Comedy. Go to davidfeldmancomedy.com and subscribe to my mailing list. Email me at david@davidfeldmancomedy.com. Friend me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter.
The thing is we're all interconnected. There are no rich. There are no middle class. There are no poor. We all are interconnected in the economy.
Really, Rand Paul? There are no poor people? There are no middle class in America? There are no rich? Well, if you don't think that there's poor people or middle class people in America, then how are you going to push policies that are in their interest if you don't even know they're there? I mean, of course there's a middle class in America, Rand, if you haven't noticed. That's what makes America great, or that's what I was told. That's what separates us from the rest of the world. Our thriving middle class. The ability for anybody who was willing to work 40 hours a week could have a decent life in America, which is why everybody wants to come to America. That's what I thought that made us different than the rest of the world, our middle class.
You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
Why do I try to kill you?
Democracy, a system ideally designed to challenge the status quo, has been corrupted and tamed to slavishly serve the status quo. We have undergone, as John Ralston Saul writes, a coup d'etat in slow motion. And the coup is over. They won. We lost. The abject failure of liberals to push corporate, industrialized states towards serious environmental reform at Copenhagen, to thwart imperial adventurism, despite the elections that Anne mentioned in 2006, or to build a humane policy towards the masses of the world's poor, stems from an inability to recognize the new configuration of power. The paradigm of power has irrevocably altered, and so must the paradigm of resistance. Too many opposition movements buy into the facade of electoral politics, parliaments, constitutions, bills of rights, lobbying, and the appearance of a rational economy. The levers of power have been so contaminated that the needs and voices of citizens have become irrelevant. And the election of Barack Obama was yet another triumph of propaganda over substance, and a skillful manipulation and betrayal of the public by the mass media. We mistook style and ethnicity and advertising tactic pioneered by the United Colors of Benetton and Calvin Klein for progressive politics and genuine change. We confused how we were made to feel with knowledge. But the goal, as with all brands, was to make passive consumers mistake a brand for an experience. Yes. Obama, now a global celebrity, is a brand. He had almost no experience besides 2 years in the Senate, lacked any moral core, and was sold as all things to all people. The Obama campaign was named Advertising Age's Marketer of the Year for 2008 and edged out runners-up Apple and Zappos. Take it from the professionals. Brand Obama is a marketer's dream. President Obama does one thing, and Brand Obama gets you to believe another. This is the essence of successful advertising. You buy or do what the advertisers want because of how they can make you feel.
Because you're a big black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars.
What can I say for?
That was Chris Hedges speaking at the most recent Veterans for Peace rally. Before that was Jimmy Dore, and special thanks to the David Feldman Show for sitting in this week. You've been listening to the Inner Side radio program. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.